Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Talk Up with Trina podcast. This is your host, the one and only, it's Trina Kirkland. How is everyone doing on this lovely afternoon? Actually, it's evening, about 7:20 in the evening here in United States, and I am in Edgewood, Maryland. So we had I had quite a day today. I am just settling in from a very, very long day. I had went to therapy early this morning. And when I got back, I got a message that asked that I talk to my son. And as many of you may have heard on the news, there was a shooting, mass shooting. I believe there were three people and the shooter who were killed, and then several others who were shot, who were injured, taken to the hospital, but I believe they are being released. They are still working out the details. But anyway, to make a long story short, they didn't allow phones or anything in. They don't allow phones while they're working. And I was just so, I couldn't get in touch with my son. But I just, I don't know, I kind of lost it for a minute, but then I realized, you know, this is a praying man and God is in charge, but everything is okay with him, and I thank God for that. So that has been the gist of my day, and I am praising and praising and praising. So you don't ever know what you're being set up for, why God has you doing certain things. We are responsible for making sure that our families are covered and that we teach our children about God. So I am so happy that my son is fine. I extend my prayers and condolences to those who were injured, to those who to the families of those who lost their lives, and even to the shooter. There are so many people out here who are experiencing emotional issues, psychological problems, and they don't know where to turn to or who to turn to or how to handle that. We need to get a grip that those things are real, that people do suffer from them. It may indeed appear like a form of weakness, but they are real diseases that the enemy tried to get us to identify with. So we're going to identify with depression, and we're going to identify with schizophrenia, and we're going to identify with bipolar or narcissism or antisocial personality disorder or borderline personality disorder. All of those things, multiple personality disorder. We're going to associate ourselves with those things, and that's not the way that we should be going about our lives. We are not going to be given into diagnosis. We know what we are. We know who we are. But there are times that you really need to talk to somebody or get some type of help. We all need somebody. So just be that person that other people may be able to lean on in times of need. And I want everyone to know who listens to my podcast, and I let people who I interact with on a daily basis know that you can always depend on me for a chat, to vent, to do whatever there is that you need to do. You need to call and scream and yell and say you hate this person and you're going to choke them to death and all of that, and we'll talk through it, and by the end we'll be fine, and God will help us resolve all of our issues. Depends on what we believe in. What do you believe in? All right. Well, anyway, I just wanted to get that. I wanted to say that today was kind of difficult for me because there were several hours where I could not talk to my son. So we're still trying to figure out what was going on. So stay tuned to the news. And if I hear something interesting, or if I hear what exactly happened, because like I said, they're still working out the details, I will certainly fill you all in. All right, with that being said for today, I am ready to get back to what? The book. Discover the Joy of Being the Person God Made You to Be by Joyce Meyer. And remember this, is what she has written on the back of the book. So keep it in your mind. Keep it in your mind day and night. I might start repeating it every day so that we can just get it in. Get it in. You will never sense fulfillment in life unless you reach the goal of being yourself. All right. So I will be back. We are reading. We are now doing healing for damaged emotions. And as far as healing for damaged emotions, we had a section called, we had a reading for Jesus and Emotions. We had No Pain, No Gain. And then on our last reading, we had Do You Really Want to Get Well? And today we will be talking about facing the truth. All right, please stay tuned. God's Word for You. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And that is John 8, 31 and 32. And we will reread. I like to read from the King James or New King James Version. And then Joyce Meyer, in her book, she breaks it down and adds a few other things. So, if you abide in my word, so abide means if you hold fast to my teachings and live in accordance with them. So, if you abide in me, hold fast to my teachings and live in accordance to them, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Okay, so if you are really his disciples, you will abide in him, hold fast to his teachings, and the truth, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John 8, 31 and 32. And today's topic, face the truth. If you are to receive emotional healing and restoration of your broken spirit, you must learn to face the truth. You cannot be set free while living in denial. You cannot pretend either that certain negative events did not happen to you, or that you have not been influenced by them or reacted in response to them. Many times, people who have suffered abuse or some other tragedy in their lives try to act as though it never happened. Early traumatic experiences can cause us to become emotionally damaged and wounded in later life because we develop opinions and attitudes about ourselves based on what we did. From my own experience, as well as my years of ministry to others, I have come to realize that we human beings are marvelously adept at building walls and cramming things into dark corners, pretending they never happened. It is so wonderful to have Jesus as a friend, because we don't have to hide anything from him. He already knows everything about us anyway. We can always come to him and know we will be loved and accepted no matter what we have suffered or how we have reacted to it. So even though it may be hard to face the truth, Jesus' promises to be with us and to set us free. So my friends, don't hide behind the truth or pretend that bad things never happened to you, because they did, and they are affecting you. So we have to work that out, talk to God about it, find somebody that we can talk to, a confidant, but we have to work through these damaged emotions. And one of the things we have to do is face the truth, because as we read in today's scripture, what? You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Be set free by the Son. Be set free today. Let Jesus take all of your troubles upon himself. Like he said in his word, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Give your burdens to Jesus today. He can resolve our issues. He can handle our truths because he already knows the truth. As the old song says, come ye disconsolate wherever you languish, because earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. And I'm going to leave you with that. Let us face the truth and remember that God loves us, that he will help us to face the truth, and we will be set free. Amen. Amen. Amen.